May the force be with you, swamp heads. Welcome in. I have no idea why the Tadford's playing this, but I'm sure there'll be an explanation to come. It is Thursday. It's January 26th, 2023. We're here with the Toddcast like we've never done before this week. Todd?
Hey, that's legit, isn't it?
That's something.
John Williams. I put that out in a movie. Hey, it might get an Academy Award for that.
It might go.
Well, I guess we can go ahead and tell why I played that today.
Okay.
And it will put you back. This headline, asteroid coming exceedingly close to Earth, but will miss. I don't know how they know all that, but the will miss is probably a big deal. And I'm not going to get deep into this, but it does say it. Cape Canaveral, Florida, an asteroid the size of a delivery truck will whip past Earth on Thursday night, one of the closest such encounters ever recorded. Now, let me tell you that it will zoom 2,200 miles above the southern tip of South Africa. That's 10 times closer than the bevy of communication satellites circling overhead. Now, but for you people that worry about everything, don't worry about it, because they've already said that it's going to miss us. So
wait,
that delivery truck that may pull out in front of your front yard may be just a delivery truck.
Yeah. When is this going to be? Do we know?
Tonight.
Oh, tonight. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Well, that's
something. We just don't throw out stuff.
No way.
This is what that anyone can read. So that's why Star Wars movie.
I got you.
But other than that, for that deal.
So that's why you're wearing your hair like Princess Leia, huh?
You got that right, Toyota. Hey, it's beautiful outside.
Great day.
Yes. We got to make a trip west a little bit, you know. Go to Sigourville, home of the dragons. But everything looks good to go. I'm a little more relieved tonight that the asteroid probably going to miss us.
Yeah, I was kind of worried about that when you started talking.
I'm just telling you.
Yeah, we got all kinds of things.
The stuff that we need to know about to, you know, kind of counter some of the information that we get. But anyway, what you got going on your side of the swamp?
Well, I don't know if it's as interesting as the asteroid headed this way that's going to miss us, but there's a Colorado wildlife camera, you know, like Uncle Wayne has with the raccoon. We'll see raccoons and deer and hogs and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this bear was right in front of the camera for 400 out of the 580 pictures. Taking selfies, as they're saying.
Wow.
Here's one of them.
Whoa.
Looking right at it like he knows what it is.
And that's in
Colorado. Yeah.
Well, and then they're all excited because, Deion now is the head coach at Colorado Buffalo.
I think that's what they were trying to, say, hey, go.
Prime.
Go coach Prime.
Yeah.
Hey, and then this eagle here at Kruger National Park, they eat eggs sometimes, and he got a golf ball. He thought it was an egg. This guy got a great picture of it.
Well, I've heard of birdies, but that's ridiculous.
Well, they said what's strange is the golf course is pretty far from this park.
Oh.
So, yeah, and it could be, if he had swallowed it, that could be some problems, but he couldn't because it was bigger than the old gullet there.
He probably took that out. Somebody took a mulligan.
Well, all right, so I just said about, he couldn't swallow it. Well, these guys could swallow Lego heads, and there's six doctors. Six doctors swallowed Lego heads for science. They have kids come in the emergency room all the time that have swallowed different objects, and a lot of times it's Legos, and the kids will just pass them right through.
You hope.
But the doctors were, they want to reassure the parents, and so they did it to experience how it is for the kids. Yeah.
Well, is this in the United States?
It's Western Health. No, it's actually Melbourne, Australia.
Oh.
Yeah, so throw another Lego on the Barbie.
Hey, you gonna wash that first?
Which brings me to the deadliest operation in history. Because I thought, well, there's science and here's another one. They may have to have an operation to get the Lego out. But this guy, way back when there was no anesthesia.
That's when you bit the bullet or the leather strap or the stick.
I don't know. This one's pretty tough. Robert Liston, he's the guy that did it. An amputation. However, this amputation might have been a bit too rushed. Liston amputated a patient's leg in just over 2 minutes, but accidentally took off a few of his assistant's fingers in the process.
Man! What?
An observer of the surgery, frightened out of his wits, passed out from the spectacle. The patient and the assistant both died of infection sometime later, while the frightened observer died from shock. These three deaths, directly or indirectly caused by Liston, earned the surgery an unprecedented 300,000% mortality rate. Get your leg cut off with no anesthesia, and then the lady trying to help you, or man, whatever, gets their fingers chopped, and they all die.
At first there, when you said Liston, I thought you may have said Lister, and that's where they came out with Listerine.
Oh, but, no.
No, I'm just saying.
No.
Let's not go to that doctor.
Let's not. Let's go to birthdays. I got Eddie Van Halen, born 1955, died in 2022. Is that right? He died in 2020 at throat cancer. Oh, Eddie Van Halen, October 2020. So, on this day in 1980, Prince. Don't we all just love Prince?
So Julia Roberts said in the bathtub.
Well, he made his TV debut on the U.S. show American Bandstand.
Oh, get out of here.
When he was interviewed after his performance, he froze and struggled to reply to the questions he was being asked.
Pretty shy guy.
I don't remember that because I wasn't alive.
Da-da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da.
Some not so good news. In 1986, Alan Collins, guitarist from Lynyrd Skynyrd, crashed his car, paralyzing him from the waist down and killing his girlfriend, Deborah Jean Watts. Collins had already survived a plane crash in 77 that killed two other band members. So this is some kind of accidents the guy keeps getting in. And then another crash in 2003, Billy Joel. He was airlifted to the hospital after his car smashed into a tree. He lost control of his Mercedes and skidded for 100 yards before crashing, and it was in the Hamptons, New York.
Oh.
The Hamptons.
That's outside of Terrell.
It is, about 15 miles.
Yeah, probably.
So I...
in his Benz.
Made a little visit over to... across the bridge yesterday. Across the... I went to visit the...
Ray Hubbard.
Jabinski's. Carrie and I saw the boys, Nolan and Parker, went and picked them up from school and the kiddos in the neighborhood, and we played we shot them with Nerf guns. We were chasing them around. Carrie and I, we were armed
and armed and dangerous.
Yeah, so if you get hit, you're stunned for like 20 seconds, you can't move. Anyway, it was a great time. Nolan had basketball practice, so I just hung out for a while with them, and it was a great time. The dogs, the kids, the Nerf guns. It was fun seeing my good friend.
And the 25-mile trip only took you an hour and a half to get back.
It did, hour and a half. Yeah. On that bridge, it's like I got to look at the water quite a bit because I wasn't moving. Anyway, the people were kind and let me in, which I was surprised. I thought I wouldn't, they wouldn't do that. But they let me in, and there I was.
He was thinking about Mount Pleasant, they might be able to get over.
Well, what do you know today?
Well, pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa, ooh-ma-ma-pa-pa-pa-pa, ooh-ma-ma, pa-pa-pa, ooh-ma-ma, pa-pa, ooh-ma-ma. Well, we got the papaya today.
That was good. That was good.
So the papaya, papaw, or pawpaw, is the plant Corica papaya, one of the 22 accepted species in the genus Carsica of the family Carsicea. Its origin is in the tropics of the Americas, perhaps from Central America and Southern Mexico. And yes, I know those words are probably not pronounced correctly.
Well, I thought it was great.
Well, here you go with a little papaya benefits. Papaya has fibers that are related to reducing the absorption of toxins, carbohydrates, and fats in the body. Fibers also stimulate the growth of beneficial bacteria present in the intestine, which are related to the regulation of intestinal permeability, thus facilitating the functioning of the intestine. In other words, it's all right to eat the thing.
Okay.
Yeah, here we go. Papaya is a juicy fruit with low glycemic index, few calories, and a rich source of fiber. It is always present in weight loss diets. Regular consumption is associated with better digestion, good bowel function, and increased satiety.
That word I don't like.
Yeah.
Satiety.
Of course, it could be satiety or satiety. Or anyway.
Yeah.
Papaya helps reduce blood cholesterol and triglyceride levels. Its high fiber content helps reduce LDL, which that's lousy cholesterol, in the blood, sweeping away toxins thanks to its laxative power, as it is a very rich source of vitamin C. It inhibits the oxidation of cholesterol in the arteries.
Laxative power.
Yeah, the key word power there. Whoa! Arteries. That's the vessels that take blood away from the heart. This gets oxygenated and all that. And then it gets down around your foot and it takes a turn to come back by use of the veins. They bring it back. Veins.
Laxative power.
Power. I'm just telling you.
Hang on.
That's right. Hang on, Cody. But like anything else, it could have possible
side effects.
Power is the key word to papaya. Green papaya is contraindicated for pregnant women as it can cause abortion or premature birth because of the large amount of latex present in the food that can cause uterine contractions. That's power.
That's power.
Ripe papaya should be eaten in moderation, like everything, probably, by people who already have normal bowel function, as the fruit can cause diarrhea.
Power. Right.
But this nutritionist got some recommendations on how to eat this thing. Papaya, being a fruit, can be consumed more often, even every day, if you want. But the best option is to always consume all the fruits you find in your area and vary to have access to a greater amount of nutrients. The recommendation is to consume a medium slice per day, which can be consumed every day. The powerful papaya. All right.
Squirt some lemon on it. Chili powder. It's good.
Yeah. Lemon, you saying?
Lemon, yep. That's how they do it in old Mexico. Mexico. Power. Word of the day.
Okay. Little headlines. I saw this on the news last night, which I don't really do much news, but I was kind of cutting through there, and I knew this story might be on because it got a little wind to it. Cook's Journal celebrates, that's children's, Cook's Children's Hospital, celebrates historic surgery separating conjoined twins. They separated these two babies. Unbelievable. A little over 11-hour surgery. You can call it a miracle or you can call it whatever, but you can call it somebody with a very strong hand had something to do with this. Had that team together, and this went on Monday, and the babies are doing great. And that mom and dad are just nuts. They're actually from around there close, locally. But they, that's awesome.
Did they say where they were connected?
They were, well, you saw it. Oh. They were at their chest.
Did they share organs or anything?
No, I guess not. It got picked up when she was carrying them, and they're doing ultrasound, and somebody that knows what they're doing goes, hey, this could be interesting here. So, of course, we know about hospital miracles and stuff in this house, but that is unbelievable and just awesome that that took place. When you hear all the other crazy stuff that's going on, and then you see that, that's the newsmakers to me.
And they were girls?
They were two girls, yeah. The Heavenly Father had something going on there. That's for sure. That's for sure. That should be the top headlines. And I'll go ahead and tell you right now, that team is already the Make It Count of the week.
There you go.
Right.
Sneak peek for tomorrow.
Yeah. So, got that going. And then as I'm going through, headline, don't know anything about it, didn't read about it, but here we go. How a 13-year-old wound up with classified documents at Show and Tell. I'm not even going to read it. But it's pretty easy to do, apparently. That's what Trump Biden said. And lately Pence, he found it. I mean, their garage must be something else. All these people, all this stuff gets found in their garages. They'd have a sale.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't know what else to tell you about that. That's pretty crazy. Hey, we got to going talking about yesterday a little bit about the IQ of our emotions, how to boost them. And here's Dr. Parrish's next installment. Work on self-management. Practice being flexible and adaptive. Try not to let emotions derail you in the face of frustrations, such as unresolved medical issues and financial concerns. Set goals and be persistent in completing even unpleasant tasks, like that overdue checkup or a necessary chat with a surly neighbor. Getting enough sleep and exercise can also help make you less reactive. And never underestimate the power of simply pausing for a few breaths before you speak. In other words, that's that old think before you say something. Because there's nothing as sharp weapon as the human tongue.
Yep.
Man, it can make people all upset. And gonna talk now a little bit about I got my this month's Texas Coach magazine, and most everybody, it's got a lot of information. It always does. People say, "Well, Coach magazine, we got plays in there or something," and there is some stories about some plays and things and that kind of deal. Articles, I mean, to help people coaching. But now the mental health issue is really beginning to do more. Come around, so I'm going to put this in there with our emotional tag along here with that IQ emotionally. And I just want you to know that this is from the Texas High School Coaches Association magazine, in this article from a Dr. Patel, assistant director of Texas Child Study Center and Dell Children's Medical Center, and it's about something that's you hate to see and hear about what our kids may be going through, and in younger age adults. But I'm just going to read straight out. Suicide prevention. Suicide is the second leading cause of death for teens and young adults ages 10 to 34. The rate of suicides for 13 to 30-year-olds has steadily increased from 2010 to 2018. Approximately 20% of high school students report having seriously considered suicide in the past year. Youth most at risk are females and lesbian, gay, or bisexual teens, 46.8%. Many things can increase the risk of suicide in teenagers. One major risk factor is experiencing a mental health issue like depression, anxiety, or trauma. Most people who die by suicide have struggled with a mental health condition. Other risk factors include a family history of suicide, violence, or substance abuse. Teens also experience many stressful life events for the first time. These can include a breakup with a romantic partner, trouble at school, violence, or conflicts with friends. All right. And here in the next few days, we're going to read a little bit more from this article. And this for years has kind of been overlooked and not talked about, but now it's getting more and more studies, and we're seeing things, you know, with the mental health issues. And a lot of these, what I was seeing a lot was, boy, the home lives were just horrible for some of these kids. And if it wasn't for school, I don't know how they'd get through. A lot of them wouldn't eat if it wasn't for school. And you got things to do at school, you know, to get into sports or in the bands or we have archery here at Kaufman and the bass fishing club. I mean, there's a lot of things to do, and there's something for somebody. You know, our ag department here is big, and you know, have a award-winning welding program, and it's just so much. The mental health, it's got to be as strong as working your muscles. But anyway, we'll continue on that a little bit later, like I said. But, you know, you got to talk about what's going on, and that's what's going on. When people want to look the other way and say it don't, well, let me tell you, a lot of things happen when they try to get prayer out of school. And that's another deal, show, I guess what we call a show, I don't know. But I do will tell you this, you can always ask the old farmer here from the Farmer's Almanac. And this is what we're going to talk about today. What is a rain shadow? That's something you don't see much here during the drought, but here you go. The answer, a rain shadow is the effect of movement of air on a mountain. On the windward side, air rises, enhancing cloud cover and precipitation on that side. On the lee side, air sinks into an area of higher pressure and becomes dry, creating an area of low rainfall known as rain shadow. Well, there you go. I know that some of you got up this morning and says, golly, I'm really confused really what a rain shadow is. Well, I hope we cleared that up for you.
I know I did.
Yeah. But here's one little bit of weather history. On April 15th, 1980, just a year before Casey was born, temperature soared to an early season high of 110 degrees in Yuma, Arizona.
It's hot.
Tell you. Trying to catch that train at Yuma. Might be a little hot out there. And just know that weather has been in history. It's determined history sometimes. You know, in the wars and all, you know, there were attacks today because of the weather, you know, whatever. But here's a little short, real quick, little motivational talk, a little sentence. It's from Michael Owens. He's a big-time English footballer. If you only ever give 9% in training, then you will only ever give 9% when it matters. Hey, get some of that. Well, all righty.
Get out what you put in there.
That, what happened?
Get out what you put in.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty good. Who come up with that
one? I don't know. Sadie told me.
I got you. You got a Sadie Says today?
Sadie
kind of
says.
Full of Hank Snow?
Yeah, and Sadie says, check out that gent library.
That's what I thought she'd say.
Get to reading. It's on Swan Productions Facebook. Lead you to the links. We thank you for reading and checking that out. And thanks for listening to Retired Coach and His Kid.
How do you get on that YouTube about one of the kids' books?
YouTube. Pee Wee and Buddy Have a Visitor. Check that out. That's right. I'll put the link on Facebook.
Well, there you go. Went a little bit long today, but hey, that's the way life is. You got it? Hey, I'm the retired coach.
I'm the kid.
Hey, let's make it count. Because we all want to go way out there sometime.